Welcome, everyone, to today's podcast of Personal Growth Recipes with your host, Ron Dener. Now, this is going to be the third and final episode of Winning with People. You know, it's based on a book by John Maxwell, a very good author. So the last two episodes, I covered the first 16 keys or skills, and today we're going to cover the last 9 keys or skills of winning with people. They're easily learnable, and they're within reach of anyone who wants to really learn them, okay? And they're really crucial for anyone that wants to win with people. So let's begin here. Number 17 is be the first one to help. Now, this may sound obvious, but you cannot meet a need that you do not know exists. Yeah, each one of us must begin by caring about the people around us and just looking for their needs. And sometimes that knowledge can come from listening with your heart. And sometimes it comes from just paying attention to what's going on around you. And other times it comes from just mentally putting yourself in another person's place. So, you know, forget about thinking only what's in it for you and think, how can you offer a hand or a helping hand? So just ask yourself, how can I help you? And try to be the first one to volunteer your services, you know, offer assistance or just lend a hand. You know, remember, if you help enough people get what they want, you'll get what you want too. Number 18 is add value to people. Now, it all starts with your attitude towards people. You can't make the other person feel important in your presence if you secretly feel that he or she is a nobody. You see, the way we see people is often the difference between manipulating and motivating them. There's a big difference. We manipulate people when we move them for our personal advantage. However, we motivate people when we move them for mutual advantage. Adding value to others is often a win-win proposition. You see, people want to be appreciated, not impressed. And they want to be regarded as human beings, not as sounding boards for other people's egos. And if you want to add value to people, you have to value them first. So we've talked about the phrase, you cannot give what you do not have. There are people who definitely possess good hearts and the desire to give, yet they have very little to offer. So why is that? Why? Because they have not first added value to themselves. Making yourself more valuable is really not an entirely selfish act. When you acquire knowledge, if you learn a new skill or you gain an experience, you see, you not only improve yourself, but you also increase your ability to help other people. So as I improve myself, I am better able to help others improve. And the more that I grow, the more I can help others grow. And the same is going to be true for you. You see, if you want to add value to people, you must make yourself more valuable first. And once we know what people value, with some effort, we can add value to them. So adding value to other people is one of the reasons God put us here on this earth, I believe. And you simply cannot go wrong when you help others to live a better life or just to reach their potential. So forget about trying to become a person of success and instead just become a person of value. And just ask yourself, who adds value to my life and to whom would I most like to add value? And go ahead, make a list of people in your life and note exactly what they value most from you. And remember, if you don't truly value the person, he or she will never feel important in your presence. Number 19 is remember a person's story. You know, there are so many good reasons to learn from a person's story. Requesting a person's story says you could be special. Remembering a person's story says you are special. And reminding a person of his or her story says, you're special to me. And repeating a person's story to other people says, you should be special to them. The result? You become special to the person who shared a story with you. You know, there are really just three small steps when it comes to embracing this practice in order to win with people. Number one, just ask. You know, when you meet someone new, after all the introductions and pleasantries, just don't hesitate. Okay, just dive in and ask to hear the person's story. Get right to it. You can do it in any number of ways. You can just flat out ask, hey, what's your story? The main thing is to use your own style. You know, just be yourself. Once you become comfortable asking questions of total strangers, you know, the rest is going to be easy. The second thing is just listen. Relax, listen. Now, here's some tips for listening. Look the speaker in the eye. Now, be attentive. Don't roll your eyes and grimace when you hear something you don't agree with. They'll pick up that right away. Don't interrupt. Don't try phrases like, go on, or, hey, I see, instead of trying to butt in and say, no, now that reminds me. You know, you're trying to cut them off at the pass when you do that. Tell the speaker which you think you heard. So begin by saying, you know, let me see if I understand. And the third thing is just remember, you know, some people have a knack for numbers, others for names or faces, but just about everyone has the capacity to remember stories. You know, if we care about people, really listen to them, and try to remember their stories, we can have an impact on them, and we can make them feel like $1 million. So, you know, just forget about telling your own story and listen to the story of other people. Just ask yourself, what's your story? And bring up some aspect of a person's story the next time you see him or her. And remember, everyone loves to tell his or her story. So number 20, tell a good story yourself. You know, if you want people to remember what you said, tell a story. You know, stories stick. Principles fade. Another good piece of wisdom is, I love this one, never make a point without telling a story, and never tell a story without making a point. The people who have the toughest time telling stories are the ones that who try to impress other people with them, okay? If that describes you, then just change your goal. You know, tell stories with the purpose of connecting with others. Put the focus on the listener and your storytelling skills, and you literally will improve overnight. Just be yourself. You know, people love humor, but not everyone can tell a funny story. You know, if you're gifted, if you can do that, go with it. But never underestimate the power of a story from the heart. If you want to tell a connecting story, just make it warm. Put your heart into it. And don't be afraid to show people that you care about what you're talking about. So forget about being a professional storyteller. Just ask, how can I make my point come through stronger with a story? And just try to tell a story instead of just relaying only facts. Remember, stories stick, principles fade. Number 21, give with no strings attached. The most satisfying thing in life is to have been able to give a large part of oneself to others. You know, anybody who's unselfishly helped another person knows this is true. Yet, not everyone is able to adopt an ongoing mindset of giving towards others. So, why is that? Well, the issue is really attitude. I've found that people who enjoy giving with no strings attached usually exhibit two characteristics that anybody can embrace. Number one, they have an abundance mentality. So in a nutshell, people with a scarcity mindset believe that in life there's only a limited supply of anything to go around, whether it's money, resources, opportunity, and so on. So they see the world as a pie with a limited number of slices. Once they're gone, they're gone. So as a result, they fight to get their piece, and once they have it, they protect it. Now, people possessing an abundance mindset believe that there's plenty of everything to go around. So once again, that example, if life is a pie and others are helping themselves to pieces of that pie, the solution of the person with the abundance mindset is to bake another pie. Now, there's always more money to be made, more resources to be discovered, or additional opportunities to be pursued. You see, an old solution isn't working anymore, right? Don't worry. Somebody's going to find a new one. You know, the new inventors and entrepreneurs of the world are continually creating new pies so that everybody can get a slice. And in our own business life, you know, I love this. It's not a lack of resources that cause people to fail in business. It's not a lack of resources, it's a lack of resourcefulness. And my own take on that is that people tend to fall into one of two categories. They are either takers or makers. Now, takers are people who take, grab, and consume whatever they can to meet their own needs. You know, they see life as a rat race. Of course, the main problem with that is that even if you win, you're still a rat. Makers, on the other hand, are people who give, create, and make things happen. So they create progress and foster success for other people. You know, people who habitually give with no strings attached almost always have an abundance mentality. You know, they're generous because they believe that if they give, they will not run out of resources. So if you believe in abundance, that's what life's going to give you. And if you believe in scarcity, then that's what you're going to get. So if you desire to be more generous, just change your thinking and your attitude when it comes to abundance. Not only will it allow you to become more generous, but also it's going to change your life. The second thing is they see the big picture. You see, people who give with no strings attached are usually aware of the help that they've received along the way. And they recognize that they're standing on the shoulders of previous generations. And because of this, they are determined to do for the next generation what was done for them. And when we realize how much we have benefited from the kindness of others, it becomes much easier for us to be generous. So just forget about scarcity. Instead, focus on abundance. Just ask yourself, whom can I help that will give nothing in return? Be purposely kind and generous to a specific person. And remember, you do yourself the most good when you are doing something good for others. Number 22. It's an interesting one here, number 22. Learn your mailman's name. What does that mean? Well, a person's name is his signboard to the world, his most distinctive possession. And when you remember a person's name, it can make him or her feel like $1 million. You know, we should be aware of the magic contained in a name. See, the name sets the individual apart. It makes him or her unique among all other people. And remembering names can help enhance your personal image. It'll improve your style. And most importantly, it's just going to increase your impact on others. I'm going to give you one little method that may help you to remember names. I call it the SAVE method, S-A-V-E, the SAVE method. S, say the name 3 times in conversation. A, ask a question about the name. For example, just ask them, how's it spelled, or just ask about the person. V, visualize the person's prominent physical or personality feature. And E, just end the conversation with the name. You know, forget about blaming your bad memory and exert some effort just to remember people's names. Just ask yourself, what can you tell me about the origin of your name or how it's spelled? That's kind of different. Use that SAVE method, S-A-V-E, the SAVE method with each person that you meet. Okay, it's a good way to remember names. And remember, A person's name is one of his or her most valuable possessions. Number 23, point out people's strengths. You see, people often make a mistake in their personal development when they focus too much on their weaknesses. As a result, they spend all their time trying to shore up those weaknesses instead of maximizing the strengths that they possess. Similarly, it's a mistake to focus on the weakness of others. You know, the self-proclaimed experts who spend their time telling others what's wrong with them, they just never win with people. Most people simply want to avoid them. And instead, what we need to do is we need to focus on finding people's strengths and pointing them out. Here's why. Now, I once read an interesting fact based on research saying that every person can do at least one thing better than 10,000 other people. Now think about that. You possess an ability that can't be matched by anyone in your town or neighborhood or your company or maybe even in your industry. Have you discovered that ability? If so, you are probably well on your way to pursuing your life's purpose. And if you haven't, would you love it if somebody came alongside you and pointed it out? How would you feel about that person? I bet you'd be probably pretty grateful. So why not try to become that kind of person in someone else's life? You know, a survey of workers across the United States found that nearly 85% of those interviewed said that they could work harder on their job. And more than half claimed that they could double the effectiveness if they wanted to. So why would that be? Well, it's because so few people are working in their area of strength. So do you get excited when asked to work in any in area? Do you get excited when you're asked to work in an area of weakness? I certainly don't. So everyone has a number of positive qualities that represent his or her strengths, but some of those are more important and more central to a person's identity. And when you can point them out to other people, research shows a person is far more likely to use them, to put them on display, and to embrace them as a key component of his or her identity. A successful person finds the right place for himself or herself, but a successful leader finds the right place for others. You know, forget about the weaknesses of others. Just ask yourself, what does this individual do exceptionally well? So going forward, every day going forward, try to tell at least one person, what strength do you see in him or her? And remember, every person in the world possesses the seeds for success. They're there. We just got to point them out. Number 24, write notes of encouragement. You know, today we communicate by telephone, cell phone, fax machine, messenger, email. And in the hectic pace of our busy lives, who has the time to correspond the old-fashioned way? Yet the more convenient our communication becomes, the more temporary that it is. See, we forget how meaningful that personal touch can be. I always think about this. You know, few things really beat just opening a mailbox and pulling out a real note written by a real person. When you see the thoughts of someone you respect written in his or her handwriting, it kind of means something. And more than ever in this day and age, you know, a handwritten note communicates that you care. And written encouragement comes really directly from the heart. It's just uninterrupted and uninhibited. That's why it's so powerful. Now, you may be reluctant to take time writing notes to others because you believe that, you know, complimenting people verbally is just, that's good enough. If so, you may be surprised by recent research into the recent topic of authenticity. It found that when a word of encouragement is written down for another person, it's often perceived to be more genuine than when it's spoken. And so that leaves little doubt about the value of writing notes of encouragement to other people. So, you know, just forget about being a perfect writer and just focus on writing from the heart and ask yourself, what can I say that will be an encouragement now as well as someday in the future? Just take an hour in this hour this week and just write a note to one or more people for the sole purpose of encouraging them. And remember, you know, words have the power to give encouragement long after the writer has forgotten them. Number 25, help people win. Helping another person to win is one of the greatest feelings in the world. I haven't met a person who doesn't like to win. And everyone I know who's made the effort to help others has said that it is the most rewarding part of life. If you don't believe in people, then you are unlikely to do everything that you can to help them. People know when someone doesn't believe in them. They see right through pretense and insincere backslapping. You know, hope is one of the most powerful and energizing words in the English language. It's something that gives us power to keep going in the toughest of times. And its power energizes us with excitement and anticipation as we look toward the future. It's been said that a person can live 40 days without food, 4 days without water, 4 minutes without air, but only 4 seconds without hope. So forget about approaching life as a competition where you have to beat everyone else in order to win. Just ask, who would I like to help win, and how can I do it? Just make a game plan. You know, chart the road that you're going to travel on your way to victory. Remember, once you help somebody else win, you're going to have a friend for life. So, well, that was interesting. That concludes the 25 keys to winning with people. And I really believe anyone can learn to win with people. All it takes is a belief in people and a sincere desire to help them. You may not feel instantly comfortable doing some of them, but there isn't a single one that you cannot master. And of course, you know, keep adding other practices that you learn in your own or from other people. You know, we can never learn too many ways to win with people. So with that, here's to your success, and may you keep winning by helping others win. And this concludes today's podcast of Personal Growth Recipes. And if you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to like, share, and leave a comment down below. And follow me on Twitter at Ron Dinner. Follow me on Instagram at Dinner Ron. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, Ron Dinner. Please subscribe to Personal Growth Recipes on Apple Podcasts. And please give us a 5-star rating if you've been enjoying it. And also, I remind you to like and share our Facebook page. And I changed the wording on that. It's facebook.com/personalgrowthrecipes. And once again, this is Ron Dinner, your host for Personal Growth Recipes. And by the way, we'll see you next Wednesday. Mention that. Serving up and signing off.